Now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care, to care. Neva nijone go shabot ya, nijone go shabot ya. Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.
Traditional song from the Andes Mountains. The native band is my friends Fortaleza. The recording is from a Wolf Mountain recording of Fortaleza's music at a Native American benefit concert we co-hosted to support the In Defense of Sacred Lands project some years ago. Akwe, welcome and hello everyone to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices program on Radio for Peace International. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker, in the studio of RFPI with a very, very special guest, Beatrice Schultes. My friend Beatrice is director of the Indigenous Peoples Program of the Earth Council. The Earth Council is an international, non-governmental organization whose mission is to support and empower people in building a more secure, equitable, and sustainable future. It was created in 1992 to promote and advance the implementation of the United Nations Earth Summit Agreements from the important 1992 UNCED Conference. We will share more information about the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, as well as the Earth Council and our program. But first, I wish to continue with my introduction of my special guest, Beatrice Schultes. Beatrice is a Kola Native woman from the area now called Argentina, South America. I have the pleasure to serve with her on Radio for Peace International's International Board of Advisors. I had the honor to first meet Beatrice at the historic 1992 UNCED Earth Summit, which I covered as a journalist. In 1998, we participated in a very special international conference in Powwow belonging to Mother Earth Indigenous Wisdom and Healing. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain know, this was a RFPI co-sponsored gathering which convened many Native spiritual leaders and traditional wisdom keepers from all over the world. Beatrice is one of the fine spokespersons I interviewed on Radio for Peace International's live conference broadcast, which is available on cassette audio tapes. Listeners can purchase the Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing conference interviews and plenary presentations from RFPI. The Belonging to Mother Earth series I produced are listed in RFPI's free catalog and on their computer website at www.rfpi.org. Beatrice Schultes is a very fine and sincere person. She is concerned for the well-being of our planet and future generations. As director of the Indigenous Peoples Program at the International Environment Organization, Earth Council, she works for the concerns and rights of tribal peoples everywhere. Her work is one of the most dedicated voices for Native peoples. The Indigenous Peoples Program works to inform Indigenous peoples about the important mission of the Earth Council and to invite Native peoples to join in the important projects of the Earth Council. In particular, the Earth Charter process, and participation in each country's National Council for Sustainable Development, commonly known as the NCSDs. The UN Conference on Environment and Development Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, produced the Rio Declaration, a statement of environmental and development principles, Agenda 21, a program of action, conventions on biological diversity and climate change, and a statement of principles on forests. The Indigenous Peoples Program of the Earth Council advocates for the inclusion and involvement of Native peoples in the implementation of these important agreements and for participation in the work of the Earth Council. We Aboriginal people in the past have not been very welcomed in most world forums. We have not had equal representation or serious opportunities to voice our concerns in global affairs, most of which directly affect our lands and communities. While most listeners to Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices have heard about various United Nations so-called attention to Indigenous peoples, such as the UN Decade of Indigenous Peoples, the Working Group on Indigenous Peoples, Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, for example, it is my opinion that tribal people still have little respect by governments of the world. It is my hope, and I'm sure of my guest here, Beatrice Schultes, our hope, that this neglect and disregard for Indigenous peoples will soon be a thing of the past, an end to colonialism in all its form. A major concern Beatrice and I share, especially after our many years of monitoring various United Nations agencies, conferences, and programs, is the fulfilling of the promise of Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, entitled Recognizing and Strengthening the Role of Indigenous People in Their Community. At the Rio Earth Summit in 1992, world leaders began to recognize the knowledge of Indigenous peoples and our cultural ways to protect the environment and to manage natural resources in a sustainable way. This is a gift Native peoples are willing to share if only our traditional cultural spiritual ways are respected and honored by the non-Native society who have seemed to have lost their reverence Mother Earth and all sacred life, or as we say in my language, Kinoantakwisin to all of our relations. We shall provide more information on Chapter 26 of the Earth Summit Agenda 21 later in this interview series. For our listeners who have access to computers, you can read Chapter 26 from the Indigenous Peoples Project section of the Earth Council's website at www.ecouncil.ac.cr. Once again, the Earth Council's website is www.ecouncil.ac.cr. Beatrice's office also maintains other project information which is available on the Earth Council computer website. For those who may not have access to the Internet but wish to learn more about the Indigenous Peoples Program or the Earth Council in general, you can write for information by contacting the Earth Council Secretariat. Their mailing address is Earth Council Secretariat, Apartato 2323-1002, San Jose, Costa Rica, Central America. Once again, for information about the Earth Council, contact the Council Secretariat. Their mailing address is Earth Council Secretariat, capital APARTADO 2323-1002, San Jose, Costa Rica, Central America. Before we get to my guest here, Beatrice Schultes, I wish to read the preamble from the Earth Charter Initiative draft. Preamble, quote, "We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history, a time when humanity must choose its future. As the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future at once holds great peril and great promise. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. We must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. Towards this end, it is imperative that we, the peoples of Earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the greater community of life, and to future generations. It is now my very, very great honor to welcome Beatrice Schultes to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Well, hello to the listeners of Wolf Mountain Native Radio, and also hello to the listeners of Radio Peace International. My name is Beatrice Schultes, a member of the International Advisory Board of Radio Peace International. I'm a Koja Indian. We are living in northern Argentina. Now I'm living here in Costa Rica.
Thank you. Beatrice, I'm going to ask you to please share with our listeners some personal thoughts you may have about sharing spiritual teachings. I have to be very careful because whenever I speak in public and on the radio, I always make it very well known and clear that I'm by no means a medicine person or a spiritual spokesperson. I consider myself in many ways just to be a young Native American ecologist and journalist, and I speak on the environment. But I don't really share, because I'm not authorized or qualified to speak about spiritual matters. As we were saying, in terms of sharing the voice of indigenous peoples throughout the world, our cultures have a very deep spiritual way of life, and some of the things that are happening to Mother Earth at this time and happening to human beings as well as our other relations, we're known and are known by our spiritual elders, and we're forecasted, such as what we call in English prophecies. Up north, some of the Native Nations, you might have heard some of the pronouncements from Hopi, some of the Six Nations, Haudenosaunee, commonly called Iroquois, Seneca, Oneida, Onondaga, Tuscarora, Mohawk, some of the teachings of Daganoweda and the Great Law of Peace and the prophecies are coming to pass. There was a time that our elders told us that the rivers would catch on fire and fish would be dead and the great beautiful maple leaf trees would be dying, one of our important relatives. Many, many things that I really, like I say, am not qualified to speak about, but am aware that our elders want to share some of these things. And what's now called Mesoamerica in English, perhaps the correct word is Abiala. You can correct me on that. Would you mind talking on a personal note about some of the ancient prophecies from south of the border?
Yeah, I guess the name Abiyala we have adopted, all of us, a little bit. That's a Kuna name for the whole continent, and it has been adopted and is being used. Now, in terms of our spirituality or our practices in our part of the region, many keep it still very secret. Like some people say that we are not supposed to show our ceremonies to other people. We are not supposed to take our ceremonies to other latitudes also. I can eventually tell you that some of the prophecies you mentioned, which you have in the north, are quite similar around here. For example, my people in the Andean region, there is a very, very specific one which talks about it, which is called about the time of Pachacuti, where the time of the light will come, and which I just the other day I read a misinterpretation of it, where somebody was interpreting it like the world will be upside down, but it's not really the way we are looking into it. It's just the whole period of cleansing, which will take place at that moment, which we believe is already in process. The writing process, and then a lot of things which we see that nature is doing in order to cleanse herself shows that very clearly.
Yes.
There are also other prophecies about in this period of time also, which talk about how the different races which are living on this earth, they were supposed to do at the beginning and live in harmony. Each race has a certain purpose on the face of our Mother Earth. Of course, during the last couple of centuries, I think, or more than the last couple of centuries, long period of time, something went really wrong.
Yes.
And this has to be restored.
Yes.
And it will be restored, but a lot of damage will happen in that process, of course.
Yes.
So these are some of the things I guess I can say. Most of the prophecies talk about the disasters which are going to come. Also, we know pretty for sure that a lot of false spiritual leaders also will appear and try to fool people. That's a very difficult one. That's a very difficult one to deal with. Well, I guess that's some of the things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your last comment, I think, is very important, at least on a personal level, because at least in the North, there are, and I sometimes use the word clowns, individuals who go around and calling themselves medicine man, medicine woman, charging money for sacred ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Like the North, we have what is in English called the sweat lodge ceremony, some of the so-called pipe ceremonies done by people who are not native. And it's very upsetting. I've actually seen an individual charging money to get a so-called Indian name, mm-hmm. and I can make a joke about it, but mm-hmm. it's very serious. How can we as Earth people share our traditional knowledge of love, peace, caring, sharing for Mother Earth and our relations so that these industrial people, who in some cases don't even know what they're doing, can kind of wake up and change, but at the same time not necessarily prostitute our traditions? It's a real difficult question, and maybe I don't want to put you on the spot, but mm-hmm. do you have any comment on that?
But I think at this point of time, we are being authorized to give certain messages out. Not all of it.
Yes.
Because, like it is said, people are not ready yet, or is going to be misused. I think it would be great if there would be a possibility where some of our spiritual leaders could get together and really take a collective decision about these things, give it out to the general public. But it's already done a little bit, no?
Yes.
We have already been authorized to give certain things about how we manage certain land issues, or how we manage our own education, traditional education, and even certain aspects of our spirituality.
Yes.
It's something which is slowly going on. Now, the other issue which you mentioned about the clowns, how you call them, I think that's a very, very difficult issue for us to deal with. A very difficult issue, because actually the non-indigenous world is promoting this to happen.
For money in some cases.
For money, and even some people in a very innocent way, I guess, because they're looking for some spiritual directions and all that, and they even offer money. I mean, I have met very serious people who have been offered money. So I have met some very serious people, very serious medicine people, who had gone through the proper training in order to be spiritual leaders and medicine men and all that. They have been induced by outsiders to take money for what they're doing, or to really go around like into the malls and say sell the cures to the people who pass. So that's actually very sad to see.
Yes.
Because it's people who really have been born to do certain things and have, like I said before, gone through all the steps of preparation to be who they are, and then they have been turned away.
Yes.
By people who think that things have to be different. There are these cases, and then there are cases of people who just want to be what they are not are, mm-hmm. what they not are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is with you in the North, but for us, in order to have certain responsibilities within our spiritual activities, in certain tribes, either you need to be born
correct.
On a certain day. You are chosen by the ancestors in a way which is very, very obvious.
Yes.
And that in some cases when people don't accept to do what they have to do, they can have it quite tough until they
yes.
realize that they have to do certain things. And in other cases, they're chosen by nature.
Yes.
So it's really something which is very serious.
Yes.
So it's only people with us in these cases who can take up these responsibilities, and after that they need to go through a very serious preparation, which can take
years.
Sometimes almost a lifelong.
Correct.
It's a lifelong process anyway. It's sad to see then that either people induce those people to make put dirt on something which is so beautiful.
Yes, it's disrespectful.
Yeah, and then others which are just showing off being something which they are not. No?
Thank you. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio, a broadcast of Yadkiddishi Native American Center in cooperation with Radio for Peace International. I am very honored and thankful to have my guest in the studio at RFPI today, Beatrice Schultes. I'm going to ask you, please, to share your thoughts on a subject that's very important to me. And I think a lot of people listening to international radio, not just North American Indians, but internationally, aware enough of what I call in English the war that is happening to native lands and indigenous peoples in Mesoamerica, Central and South America. In particular, you look at such things as multinational companies with big forest industries, big logging companies, large mining companies destroying sacred places. A lot of places, there are areas being targeted for hydroelectric dam projects, and some areas haven't already, in fact, have happened where Native people have been forcibly removed from their ancestral holy lands, from their community lands, to make way for so-called economic development. Look at the impact, say, in the Amazon. We could speak for many hours on this. But in particular, the aspect that I'm asking you now, if you're willing to comment about the problem with national governments and how they create agencies that on the outward appearance may look like they're helping indigenous peoples, but in actuality, if you investigate their activities, they are actually the ones in many cases promoting, perpetuating the destruction of Mother Earth and the native communities. As a brief example for our listeners to follow what I'm asking, I spent 3 years in what's now called the Philippines working with native indigenous peoples there, primarily the Kalinga and Kalinga Payao, who I love very much. Unfortunately, the World Bank, the United States government, and of course the Philippine government was involved in trying to build what was then called the Chico River Dam Project, a series of dams that would flood out a very beautiful river ecosystem and of course destroy the Kalinga people. And there are many such examples all over the world. And one of the main agencies that was involved with this was an organization that the Philippine government created called the KSDR, the Kalinga Special Development Region, under the organization called Panamin, which was similar to the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, or I call the U.S. Bureau of Indian Abuse, an agency that really was the economic and political force behind the development there. I think FUNAI in Brazil might be another example. I've not asked you about this before, and I don't want to embarrass you maybe, but would you agree that this is a major problem with agencies who are supposed to be helping Native people, or in many cases the ones that are working with multinational corporations and the governments and continuing to exploit the energy and natural resources of sacred lands?
This is a very serious issue, and it has had its a different development during the last years. By the way, when you just mentioned the case which you know in the Philippines, I just remember that actually at the time we are speaking right now, it looks like the Akha people in Thailand are going to be moved out of their territories because there is an interest to develop those mountains into a touristic attractive place. I just saw these messages coming in the last couple of days. Now, here in Latin America, basically the organizations like you mentioned, FUNAI, which would be the Brazilian one. Here in Costa Rica, it's called CONAI. In Argentina, it's called INAI. So it would be the equivalent of the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yes.
It's really institutions which are not very well accepted by indigenous people.
Yes.
I know, for example, that in FUNAI, indigenous people, in Brazil, indigenous people work with it, depends who is the head of it. So just a couple of years ago, they fought very hard, made marches to Brasilia and all that in order to have the last president out. And there is a new one in, and so far I didn't hear anything. I don't know, it looks like some people are working with it and some not. But in most of the countries, people don't see it. And in some cases, these institutions are used as instruments in order exactly to misuse our natural resources and all these kinds of things. In terms of what has happening during these years here, I think, and this is very a personal opinion, that during the 10 or 20 years ago, we had very strong struggles with our governments because of all kinds of politics.
Yes.
in relation to our territories. What is happening these days is that the struggles and the threats are indirectly coming from outside through our governments. Just like I said before, that some of our governments are forced into taking certain actions because of they have to adjust with the International Monetary Fund, or
yes,
because they have to adjust with the World Trade Organization, or because they have to who knows what.
Yes, many reasons.
So we are really faced with threats which are coming from those multinational institutions, including some certain policies of the World Bank still, which although they say they want to do better, things are not as good yet as we could expect. We have all this touristic development coming in, which is mainly coming from the north and from Europe, and they want to buy up land, and then so they get into our governments and sort of negotiate with them in order to buy land to make touristic developments. This brings also a lot of corruption among the officials and all that. It's sort of hard now to find out how to fight against all that, because you are no more fighting just against your government.
Yes.
You are fighting against something which is much bigger.
International conglomerates.
Yeah. So there is another aspect, for example, where northern countries give a lot of money for conservation of certain areas. Later on you find out that these big conservation areas are already given out to different
Correct.
International companies
Yes.
to exploit either oil mining or different kinds of things.
Yes.
So the thing has become much more complicated today. It's, you feel sometimes like it's a bulldozer who comes upon you and you don't know how to stop it, you know?
Yes.
Keep his thoughts and hopes alive. Dance to me. ridicule the military force. Silence the guns and the military tools. Dance to ridicule the military fools. Silence the guns and the military tools. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria.
At the end of the rope they took his life.
He sacrificed, was not the first.
Eight others died at his side.
Fill our tanks and shell oils first. Dance oppression and injustice down. Dance for friendship all around the town. Dance oppression and injustice down. Dance for friendship all around the town. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria.
To save our future and this earth, to which each one of us belongs, we must stop the rabid greed we see.
Now let us sing his spirit song. Dance, my people, dance away sorrow. Dance, dance, for we have seen tomorrow. Dance, my people, dance away sorrow. Dance, dance, for we have seen tomorrow. Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria.
Tarawiwa of Nigeria. Tarawiwa of Nigeria.
There was a man from Nigeria who lived his life to right the wrong. Tarawiwa was his name. With his words now we sing his song. That's your anger, that's your joy. Everybody make a joyful noise. Your anger, that's your joy. Everybody make a joyful noise.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. The song we just played was entitled Sarawiwa, an honor song for Ken Sarawiwa and his other fellow tribal Africans who were killed because they tried to protect their native lands and community from the exploits of Shell Oil Company in the Nigerian government. Before that, you heard Lakota singer-songwriter Floyd Westerman's classic song, BIA, I'm Not Your Indian Anymore. I am here in the studios of Radio for Peace International, attending our annual RFPI, International Board of Advisors meeting. Much of our discussion is focused on the future well-being of the planet and how RFPI can continue to help promote a culture of peace. One example is that of the very fine work of my studio guest today, Beatrice Schultes, Director of the Indigenous Peoples Program of the International Environment Organization, Earth Council. Beatrice, I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts about the future. We are talking together in the first month of the new millennium, and although I am a teacher of cultural history and therefore consider it important to learn about the abusive colonial conquest of indigenous peoples throughout the world, it is also important to look to the future for a world to truly have peace, social, and environmental justice. Please share your thoughts.
500 years. You don't want me to be negative, but I think I will have to say something which is not so positive.
Okay.
I think the next 500 years will be much more difficult than the last ones we've just passed.
Well.
Will be much more difficult because what we went through to the last 500 years was killings, extermination, like it was really frontal fights in all aspects.
Genocide.
Yeah, genocide. What is coming now is the same thing, but in a much more sophisticated way. nobody will go out these days and say, well, we are going to kill now hundreds of Indians, because things are going on in a much sophisticated way. It comes through education, it comes through media, it comes through development policies,
yes.
It comes through
subtle forms.
Yeah, very, very subtle forms, and it will be much more difficult for us to adjust that. But the positive thing is, I guess what we talked earlier is that there is a very strong awakening among our people and about the need to maintain our traditional ways and the need to regain again our relationship, original relationship with Mother Earth and all that, through prayers, through
yes.
other kind of practices. I strongly believe that this will help us.
Yes.
The only thing is that still many of our people need to realize that that is the right way to go.
Yes.
If we can expand the awareness among our own people and also among other cultures that this is the right way to go, so then a shift is possible.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you to please share with our listeners any other subject or thought that you might have that I have not yet invited you to speak about, please.
Well, what I'm thinking right now, and I guess what my wish is also, a better communication is established among people in general. And that means that we really have to start thinking about respecting each other much more as human beings, to be a little bit more, to practice the value of reciprocity, because that was a value which was very important to our people in the past, even to have local community,
yes.
Economies and things like that. I wish that hopefully we indigenous people, we will have the possibility to contribute, that all this can happen in the future.
Thank you very much, my friend.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices on Radio for Peace International. RFPI is Global Community Radio. Yatkidichi Native Center, producers of Wolf Mountain Radio, welcomes your comments about our programs. Listeners may write to us at Wolf Mountain Radio, care of Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat capital KITISCHEE Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA.
Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. Before we conclude, I want to again encourage everyone to learn more about the Earth Council and the vital work of the Council's Indigenous Peoples Program. For more information, please contact Earth Council Secretariat. Computer website is www.ecouncil.ac.cr. The Earth Council Secretariat computer website is www.ecouncil.ac.cr. The Earth Council free internet newsletter is earthnet@terraecouncil.ac.cr. Again, the Earth Council free internet newsletter is earthnet@terraecouncil.ac.cr. For those without computer access, write to the Earth Council. Their mailing address is Earth Council Secretariat, Apartado 2323-1002, San Jose, Costa Rica. Their mailing address is Earth Council Secretariat, capital APARTADO, 2323-1002, San Jose, Costa Rica, Central America. I want to again thank my very, very special friend and guest here today, Beatrice Schultes. One highlight of her dedication to a better world and our native peoples is a booklet entitled Indigenous Peoples, Mother Earth, and Spirituality. This is a report of a 1996 meeting hosted by the Earth Council and the Fetzer Institute. One of the main outcomes of the gathering was the creation of the Spiritual Consultative Council. This council is one of the forums to bring the concerns and voices of indigenous peoples into the important work of the Earth Council. We will now read the declaration of the consultation meeting, Indigenous Peoples, Mother Earth, and Spirituality. This declaration reaffirms their commitment to live in harmony with Mother Earth. It also outlines their main requests for the international community to recognize and respect their fundamental rights. We shall complete our program with the song Soy Un Rayo de Luz, sung by Costa Rican singer-songwriter Johnny Schroeder, whom I met at a cultural program with Kittery Tribal Young People that was held here at the University for Peace UPAS campus. Until the next Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices program, I wish you well. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Ho'okinon Wuntakwisin to all of our relations.
Declaration of the Consultation Meeting, Indigenous Peoples, Mother Earth, and Spirituality. We, the original peoples of Abya-Yala, the Americas, solemnly declare that the Creator placed us here, and we carry the truth of this land in our hearts. The knowledge of Mother Earth flows through our veins. We are children of the Creator and Mother Earth, who were instructed to live in balance and harmony with the sky, Mother Earth, plants, trees, rocks, minerals, winged ones, water beings, and the four-legged. We reaffirm our commitment to live under the natural laws of the Creator who governs creation and maintains balance between all forms of life. We are thankful to the will of the Creator and to the sustenance of Mother Earth that we have survived. We call upon the world community to legally recognize our collective rights to a homeland territory, demand that sacred sites be respected, protected, and that unrestricted access be granted to conduct ceremonies. As equal members of the human family, we exercise the right to worship according to our cosmovision, therefore acknowledging the strength of our spiritual values and cultural traditions. We demand from the international community the reaffirmation and achievement of the Rio agreements, in particular those that relate to indigenous peoples. Also, we call for the establishment and ratification of international conventions for the protection and defense of our original spirituality and intellectual cultural property rights. We recognize and respect that the natural forces of the universe are restoring global balance, fulfilling their sacred duty to perpetuate life. We understand from the heart that humanity must strive to achieve inner balance by learning to work harmoniously upon Mother Earth. Our children have a right to a healthy, sustainable future, free of environmental degradation. In the spirit of our ancestors, we call upon all the inhabitants of Mother Earth to sustain themselves in a respectful manner to ensure the survival of future generations. Having created a spiritual consultative council on this first day of June 1996, the above is ratified by spiritual leaders and representatives of the Bribri, Cree, Garifuna, Gidua, Quechua, Kola, Kuna, Makuna, Mapuche, Maya, Nahuatl, and Shuar nations.
Soy un rayo de luz, una flor que se abre al amor y a la vida, a la voluntad divina.
Soy un río que fluye limpio y cristalino, arco iris marino es mi nueva verdad.
Me sentía perdido,
en la vida me cubría,
el temor me seguía
y mi luz no veía.
Y ahora sé,
y ahora sé.
sé.
Y ahora sé.
Y ahora sé.
Y ahora sé. Que soy luz y alegría, que soy pura armonía, una flor que se abre al amor y a la vida. Sentía perdido,
y la vida me seguía,
el temor me seguía,
y mi luz no veía.
Y ahora sé,
y ahora sé,
y ahora sé,
y ahora sé,
y ahora sé. Que soy luz y alegría, que soy pura armonía, una flor que se abre al amor y a la vida. Que soy luz y alegría, que soy pura armonía, una flor que se abre al amor y a la vida. Que soy luz y alegría, que soy pura armonía, una flor que se abre al amor y a la vida. Que soy luz y alegría, que soy pura armonía, una flor que se abre al amor y a la vida.
Remember our past. This past will give you direction for the future. Just as our people in our past, we are the spirit of the future. The spirit of this land lies rooted in the history of Native people. The massacres that happened to us, the army that came, took our land and killed our people, did not destroy our vision for a strong future. We are still strong, America. We never weaken. Like the spirit of Chief Joseph, we are still strong. Like the spirit of Geronimo, we are still strong. Like the spirit of Crazy Horse, we are still strong. America, we are strong people. Like the spirit of Peltier, we are strong today. As we were thousands of years ago, in the pages of history, we are strong. We were born strong. Our spirit is strong. We are still strong. We are still strong, America. Look about you and look at the Anishinaabe people. Look at the Lakota people, at the Dene people, pushed around again in this century, pushed off our land, trying to take yet what remaining area of land that we have left. But we will not lay down, America. We have never laid down in the face of struggle. We shall never abandon our past, nor shall we ever abandon the spirit of our people. Like the spirit of Chief Joseph, we are still strong. In the spirit of Geronimo, we are still strong. In the spirit of Crazy Horse, we are still strong. And all those who went before us, knowing that the seventh generation down the road would remember them, we are still strong, America. We are still strong, Anishinaabe people. And when we look at the Sac and Fox and the Winnebago, north to the Eskimos, south to the Cheyenne, and to the Arapaho, and to the Tulalip, to the Ojibwa people, we are strong. And I want every book about Native people to be truthful, to tell the truth of what our people did, to tell the truth of who we were, and that we never laid down. And I want the history books to remember us as being a strong people. We are strong. Mother Earth gives us that strength. Our grandmother, the moon, gives us that strength. Our oldest brother, the sun, gives us that strength. The forest, the deer, and the buffalo, and the elk give us that strength. The wind thing, the eagle, the hawk, the owl give us that strength. And as I look about this world in the four directions, I see the many colors of humankind. I see the many colors of people. And that's what makes us strong. That's what we believe in. That's our love. We are still strong. In the spirit of our people. In the spirit of our ancestors. Gone long ago. We are still strong. Just like an eagle flying high, a reminder to the four directions that we were born strong, we are strong, and when we leave this world to go to the spirit world, we will leave behind a culture and a tradition for the seventh generation. We will leave them the stories and songs of our people, of our struggle, of our ceremonies, and of our women. And when we leave them, we will know that they will be strong, still strong.